Hey, friendly reminder, this podcast is not for kids or people who have a stick up their ass.
Friday, 5:58 p.m.
I'm sleeping with my best friend's husband.
I think my uncle killed someone in his suicide.
I am a sugar baby.
I'm a soccer mom addicted to Adderall.
I think my sister is actually my uncle's kid.
My husband bought his hooker a car whenever I was helping
him. I was living with my husband.
What's your secret?
Explain to me the Groupon that you were purchasing.
First, when I was going to do a Groupon, my girlfriend and I were going to go to a concert. So we got a concert ticket. And then this thing popped up. It was called a colon hydrotherapy. And which, I don't know if anybody really knows what that is, but it's a colonic irrigation, a shooting water in your rectum or your butthole. So I'm talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, hey, you want to do this? She's like, yes, because you know, girls, we tend to have issues with that problem, you know, that area. So we went ahead and we're like, okay, well, her husband finds out and he's like, I want in on this. So he wanted one. So I buy three. Then as the time goes, I'm going to book it. And I booked mine. And then she all of a sudden said, nope, I can't do it because I will have diarrhea the whole time I'm there. So then, you know, I make my appointment, I go there. It's, you know, I pull in this little shopping center. It's this old rundown strip mall and pull up. I think it was the only business that was operating. I walk through the door and kind of, it was a little weird feeling. There was knickknacks everywhere. There were dog beds on the ground. And there's a cat, there's a dog, there's a sofa, and the sofa is like one you'd have in your living room.
At the place where you're about to have somebody stick something up your ass, there is dog beds and a cat walking around?
Yes.
Oh, God.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm already getting a really weird vibe by this already. So I went, okay, I'm going to try it. I'm going to stick it out. I can do it. So I hear this, just have a seat. I'll be with you in a minute. I'm just finishing up. Okay. So a dog comes around and lays on the little doggy bed. So then she gets done with the lady. Lady goes out and then she's like, okay, well, come on in here. So I walk back into a bed, into a room and felt like it was a bedroom. She's like, go ahead and undress and get on the bed and then I will come back in. I'm like, okay. So I get undressed, I get on the bed, and literally I feel like I'm laying on a little twin size bed in someone's bedroom. And still got this weird vibe. I'm like, all right, I can do it. So she comes in, she's rolling your side, rolling your side. She's like, okay, I'm going to stick this in here. It's going to be a little discomfort. And I'm like, okay. So she's shoving the tube in my butt. And so I'm going, all right, this is all right. Okay. She goes, all right. So roll back over. And then I'm going to start shooting the water and you're going to feel some pressure. So the water starts going in and there's this like monitor thing in front of you where you can see the water like shooting. And so she starts, she goes, okay, we're going to shoot this for a while. And then we stop and then we start to suck it out. I'm like, okay. So I'm laying there for a couple minutes and all of a sudden I went, I think it's coming out. And she's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't feel like it's staying in there. I think it's coming out. Okay. Roll over. Oh, she's like, oh yeah, it is. Okay. Let's do it. She sticks it back in. Okay. Oh, you're all good. All right. So I roll back over. We're doing this for probably about maybe 10 minutes or so. And, the water's going and then she does a little suction and you see like little floaties going by in this little and my thought is going, so now I start thinking, okay, how did they sanitize this? So water shooting in, stuff coming out. Okay, we're going to shoot water back again. But she had said that there's different control areas. I'm like, okay, shoots water more. And all of a sudden I went, I think it's coming out again. She's like, oh no. I'm like, no, I really do think it's coming out now. And she's like, okay. And she goes, oh my gosh. And the thing shot out, water and everything comes out. The bed is saturated. And I went, oh my gosh. And she goes, okay, well, just go to the bathroom. Okay, now you can tell she's a little flustered. I go in the bathroom. Well, you get on the toilet, and as soon as you're on that toilet, what happens? An explosion, because all that stuff has been shoved up in you and it wants to come out. And so I'm in the bathroom mortified. Like, I am so embarrassed. I just saturated her bed. I've got stuff coming out of my insides and I'm sweating and I am so embarrassed. So finally I get done. She's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And so then our session obviously didn't last an hour. I think that's how long it was supposed to be. It was maybe 20 minutes, if that. So I get dressed. I literally ran out of there. I left. I get in the car. I call my girlfriend and I said, you guys are not going. And she's like, what? And I'm like, so I told her the whole story. I'm like, you guys are not going. I was literally crying because I was laughing so hard, but I was so embarrassed. Here, I thought it would be a really, really good, like, clean your system out.
Well, technically it did clean you out.
Not like it didn't get all that out. It got a lot of the water out that was shoved up me.
How much did you pay for this Groupon?
It wasn't that much. I know it was under $100. I know that. So, note to self, make sure it's a very sanitized place. Maybe don't do it through Groupon.
I think that if you go to a place to get your insides cleaned out, if there's a dog bed, you should probably turn around.
Yeah, probably.
Welcome back to another week of Beyond the Secret. My name is Ace Fanning, and that is why I never buy anything off Groupon. I apologize for not being here last week. I got a little bit overwhelmed with things going on, and I just needed to take a minute to get my shit together. But I appreciate the people who reached out and checked on us. It is all good over here. Tonight, I am bringing you another cluster episode of stories, and this time, it is all about bad dates. Most of these will make you laugh, one will make you scared, and one will leave you wondering how people take the risks they take. When we live in the day and age of crime shows, crime documentaries, and crime podcast. Before we start, I had one story submitted to me, but because of her current situation with a baby who won't sleep, she couldn't make an interview work, but I'm going to sum it up for you because it was probably my favorite one submitted. This woman submitted a bad date that she went on when she was 22 years old. She met the guy through an online dating app and they planned to meet for a date. He had said that he was 21 years old. But when she got there, something seemed a bit off about him. More specifically, about his age. She said to him, "You look younger than 21. How old are you?" To which he replied, 16. So she got back in her car and drove away and did not say another word to him. Oh, that was honestly probably my favorite story submitted, but she couldn't tell it, so I wasn't going to let it pass by. And I love the kid for trying. I mean, it is so wrong. It's an amazing story, but it is so wrong.
I literally almost choked telling Caitlin that story the first time because I just thought it was so funny. I could not imagine. Okay, so I have tried really hard to come up with a bad dating story, and I am so sad that, I mean, I'm sad, but I'm also thankful that I am completely empty-handed here. But I do have a very awkward breakup story, and I hope that that story will still strike your fancy. So, a little bit of backstory. Caitlin and I unofficially were together for a while in high school. But, like, she wouldn't fully commit to a relationship. And so, and I don't, like, it's not like she was seeing other people. She just, honestly, what I think is that I was so fucking embarrassing. She was just like, yeah, I don't want to tell people I'm dating you. But I got sick of that and moved on, and I started dating another girl. And wouldn't you know it, Caitlin all of a sudden decided that she did want to be with me. And, you know, that whole song and dance. So I dated this girl for a month, maybe two. And as shitty as it was, decided I wanted to be with Caitlin and call it quits. But the problem was, calling it quits wasn't so easy. I went over there because this was 2008. Like, you can't break up over the phone or on text. Like, it is, I mean, it's still not acceptable today, but it was like really not acceptable, very frowned upon. So I tried to be a man about it. And as I was standing there in her house, she just started saying, no, 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 you can't do this. And I was apologetic. And I, you know, I told her I really cared about her, but this just wasn't what I wanted. And all of a sudden, she was standing between me and the door and said, you can't do this. I'm not going to let you leave. I don't want to laugh during this. I remember standing in her laundry room, reaching for the garage door and just thinking, what the fuck do I do? She literally was blocking the door like I did when I was a kid, like trying to stop my mom from going into my extremely messy room. And so we're just standing there. And eventually, I just said, okay, we're not breaking up. It's so bad. So she hugged me and we kissed and I left. I was such a little bitch that I couldn't even break up with someone. Like, a text would have been so much easier at this point. So then a week goes by and I'm in this relationship that I don't want to be in, only because she told me I couldn't not be in it. And I muster up the courage again. I get in the car. I head back over there, you know, to be a man, to do it face to face. But this time was a little bit different because Caitlin was in the car with me. Oh my God. Like, how fucking awful is that? I brought the girl I want to be with me to break up the girl that I am currently with. And like, she didn't know Caitlin was there. And like, Caitlin was also my best friend at the time. So it wasn't like I was bringing my other girlfriend. It was like I was bringing my best friend. And I parked the car so, like, they couldn't see each other. She didn't know she was there. Like, but I knew that if Caitlin was waiting in the car, I wouldn't be able to be stopped. And I was smarter this time. I kept things out front, not behind closed doors. I made it quick. I apologized, and I just got out of there. I was a complete fucking dick. Like, I already know that. I was 18 and stupid, and I own that everything I did was wrong, and I should have just been a man in the first place and not let her trap me in there, but I wasn't. I was a little bitch. Still am to this day a little bitch, and it was bad. And Caitlin and I didn't start officially dating for like another month after that, but yeah, that is my incredibly awkward breakup story, and I still feel like a douche for it. So, on to this week's secrets, bad dating stories.
I got my heart broken when I was like really young, probably like 19 or so. And so I was very awkward about dating for a long time. And so this was like mid-20s, I think. I decided to go onto Match.com because one of my friends was like, you should just try this. It'll be fine. And I was like, no, I'm not like that girl. Like, this is not the kind of thing I can do. I'm like way awkward. I don't like strangers. You know, like, I'm just like not into it. This is not my thing. But she was like, no, just do it. So I get this random message from a guy and he's like, oh, I think you could totally like be the one for me. And in hindsight, reading that message, I was like, okay, he totally copy pasted this to every other like profile that he wants to link with. Like, I mean, because it was really just very strange. But like I said, I was like, whatever, we'll go. We talked on the phone a couple of times. He sounded okay. I mean, I still felt like this is going to be ridiculous. It's going to blow up my face, but whatever. So I go to meet him at this tiny coffee shop in Baltimore.
Was he cute from like his profile and stuff? Like, were you interested?
We had good conversation on the phone. So we had like a decent base, and his profile picture was good. He had glasses and there looked like there was nothing peculiar about it, because I totally would be like, no, red flag, not doing it. Like, I was looking for excuses to not follow through everywhere. Like, please, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to do this. And so I'm sitting in this like cafe. It was out on the street. We're going to meet for coffee. And I'm just sitting there like waiting. I like put on makeup. I like did the whole deal. And all of a sudden I see this person coming down the street, and I'm like, what? No, come on. That can't be it. I cannot be it. But like, because he's like on a city street, I couldn't really get the full view until he like got close, like too close for me to like get up and run to get away from this person. Because it was like, I mean, I am one of those people that cannot hide my feelings on my face. Like, it's like, sorry. You are going to know if I love you or I can't stand you. You will know immediately by the look on my face. Like, it is just how it is. So he gets up closer to me. He has Coke bottle glasses and he's a T-Rex. He is a full T-Rex. His arms were so noticeably short that I hate to like sound like this much of an asshole, but seriously, it was like a deformity. I was like, wait, what? Like, how do you not say that ahead of time? Like, hey, by the way, I'm going to get there and it's going to look like I have really short arms and this giant body. And how could you not warn a person? How do you not say that?
Are you talking like cerebral palsy?
No, not like cerebral palsy. No, but like, I don't know. Like, you know how they always say, like, as far as proportions go, like your fingertips should come down to like the middle of your thigh. His were like at his hip. Like, they were short, both arms, noticeably short. I was not just being a jerk. I was not overreacting. He was a T-Rex, a real life T-Rex in the middle of Baltimore City. I wanted to leave. I couldn't. I was like, well, we can't go anywhere now because he sees me sitting here awkwardly looking at him like the freak show that he is, actually. So there you go. I feel horrible. I can't believe I'm even saying it like that, but I mean, that's just the God's honest truth. These are my honest feelings. It was terrible. So I never, like, I sat down with him for 20 minutes, and then like his personality proceeded. Plus he had Coke bottle glasses. like majorly thick glasses. I don't know what fake glasses he wore in his profile picture, but this was complete false advertising. I mean, and it was just cruel. At that point, I was like, this is fucked up that you did this to me. Like, I don't, how could you do that? You do that to some poor girl that like has no idea. Cause I'm pretty normal. I mean, aside from obviously just speaking my truth with no apologies, I get in trouble a lot with my mouth, but I'm just saying, like, other than that, I'm pretty normal. So you get what you paid for. This guy, no, didn't happen. So I stood there for like 20 minutes with him. He like judged me for wanting to order a coffee drink. He had water. He's like, well, I'm not going to spend money on this date until I know, like, you know,
even though he said you were the one.
Yeah. Even though he said I was the one, you know, and I'm like, this is so bizarre. Like, why? Like, and at this point I'm like rolling it all back. Like, why did you do this? You're a fucking moron. Like, who does this? Who does this? Not me. This is not for me. So yeah, we spent like 20 minutes together, but he ended up like also being like quite a dick too. Like, he was just like an asshole about things. Like, oh, fine, you're gonna pay for that $5 coffee drink. And I was like, yes. Yes, I am. What? Like, what? What do you mean? He wanted to know things like, what would you specifically do to be romantic for me on a date? And I was like, I don't know. I mean,
give you, maybe a I'd, like, make you...
yeah, like maybe I'd make you a nice dinner. Like, I think that's what he wanted to hear, though. It's like, I think he wanted to hear, like, I'm going to go down on you in a theater. Like, he wanted to hear like some good shit. And I was like, I mean, maybe I'd like make you dinner. I don't know. Watch a movie. And he was like, but specifically. And he kept saying it like that, but specifically. And meanwhile, I'm just like trying to get past like the arms. Like, what? I'm staring at a T-Rex. I'm having coffee with a T-Rex. I don't understand what to do.
Do you think that, like, was there something wrong with him, or he just had abnormally short
arms? No, I think he just had abnormally short arms. And I don't think he had any problem. I mean, other than like, he was just kind of an asshole and a little bit creepy. He was like, oh, I really like your lips. It looks like you'd be a good kisser. And I was like, okay, our 20 minutes are up. So see you, like, I gotta go. I gotta get out of here before, you know, because like I said, like, I have been, you know, I lived in Baltimore City my whole life. My mom is like a super alarmist. So like, if I even had told her beforehand, she would have been like, what? No, we're not doing this. We don't talk to strangers. No, you know? So I was just sitting there thinking like, oh my God, she was right. I'm going to get killed in the middle of the street by this guy with tiny arms. I don't know what to do. Like, it's not, it was awful. It was the worst.
Okay, so how did you meet this guy?
So I met him on Tinder. I had just downloaded Tinder for like the first time. This was one of the first people I talked to. And he seemed really like cute, normal. And I was like, okay, I haven't been on a first date in a really long time. So he asked to meet me at like the Starbucks by campus. So my roommate was like hyping me up and stuff. So I decided to go. I like, got dressed up. I was like really excited for no reason. I walked in and the vibe was just already off. Like, I expected to like walk in, he'd be like, hi, like, how are you? Like, I'm so-and-so. And instead he like acted like he did not know who I was. He was already halfway done his coffee.
Oh God. So even though like, even though you guys had set up to have this date.
Oh yeah. Completely acted like I didn't know who I was. So then I went and I ordered my coffee, sat down, and he like started conducting like almost like a job interview. Like, it was not like a friendly atmosphere at all.
And like, what did he ask like, you?
He was just like firing questions about my background at me. Like, I don't even think he said like, how are you? And then there'd be like these really long like gaps in the conversation and get really quiet. And then that was pretty much it until he started like talking about my hair. My hair is like naturally blonde. I've always been a blonde and nobody's ever like question it to me before. So then he kept talking about how I needed to become a brunette, and I was like, kind of weird, but okay. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I've never dyed my hair like brown before. Like, just tried to steer it off that conversation, and he kept like reverting back to it. And then finally he's like, you need to become a brunette because you would look more like my mom. And I didn't know if I should laugh or if I should cry. Like, I could not tell if I was, like, being pranked. I have no idea. But that was the last date. That was pretty much it. It's, like, a really short story because I was just, like, that's kind of weird. And he was like, well, I would really like to go on a second date with you, but I'm only going to consider it if you dye your hair.
Oh my God.
I mean, at what point were you ready to leave the date?
Well, I wasn't ready to leave as soon as he said I should dye my hair brown. Like, I thought it was a weird comment, but I was like, I'll let that slide. And then he said the mom comment, and I was like, oh. And I couldn't believe that someone would let those words come out of their mouth. That's when I knew.
Have you ever seen or heard from him again?
Oh, no. No, that was the last of it. I think I deleted the app. And I never went on a date again. I was already weirded out about like dating on apps and stuff like that. But that was like, I kind of just was like, that's the last time I'll ever try. Oh, I actually have a girlfriend now.
Oh, so you left men for women.
I'm not saying it's because he asked me to dye my hair brown, but that is one of the last times. It scarred me.
That was your last time dating men?
I think it's not his fault, but that was one of the last times. Yeah, I'm not saying it's completely his fault, but...
You're like, I'm not putting up with this shit anymore.
It's just like, wow. But I truly do wonder what goes through his head sometimes. Like, I had forgot this happened completely until I saw that horror dating story. And I was like, yes, I have one. And this is it.
Oh, my God. That is literally awful. I just think it's so weird to think that, like, he talked to you on the app. He knew you were blonde and wanted to meet with you, even though he obviously hates blondes.
He was so normal over the app. That's what's crazy.
Everyone can be normal behind a keyboard.
So we went to high school together. He was a few years older than me. So at this time when this kind of started, I was like a sophomore. And I worked at like the sporting goods store, and they sold like skateboards and sneakers and stuff like that. And everybody that I worked with was like high school or college, but they were all a little bit older than me. And he worked at this pizza place down like in the same strip mall. And he would come on his breaks and just say hi to everybody. And that's kind of how I met him. Like, I knew him from school. I knew who he was. But that's kind of how like we kind of got more like officially connected.
Were you interested in him?
I mean, I could tell that maybe after a while that he liked me. I wasn't really sure. I mean, I thought maybe he was cute. So we started like hanging out a little bit, and like he was friends with a lot of people that I kind of knew, or my friends' older siblings. And he had gone to his senior prom with a girl that I had played sports with, and I looked up to her. So I was like, well, he just seemed kind of like trustworthy by proxy, I guess. But my mom, you know, he would sometimes come over to the house and stuff, or we would see each other places where, you know, everybody's families would be or whatever, just like in the community. And my mom was like, oh, he's so sweet. And I think he kind of gave off this like shy, kind of dorky vibe too. But like, there's just like, I didn't not like him, but I knew that I wasn't like 100% like totally into it. So we started like hanging out. Like, we would go, like, he would bring me a soda, or I would go get a piece of pizza on my break. So we started like kind of chatting that way. We would talk on the phone. His older brother was a substitute teacher and was like a coach for some like sports stuff that I did. So, and he was like everybody's favorite substitute. So, you know, like, we would hang out. His brother was also a lifeguard. So we would go to the beach and get like sandwiches and stuff, but it was never really like officially like a relationship, but we would kind of like hang out, just the two of us, pretty often for like maybe the course of a couple of months.
And eventually he started to kind of creep you out.
I just got this weird vibe. Like, I could just tell like that he liked me. And then sometimes like I felt like, oh, am I just being like mean? 'Cause like he seemed too eager. But then he had graduated from high school, and like, this was kind of over the summer before he went to college. And he was like, oh, I'm having this graduation party. I can't wait for you to come to my party, blah, blah, blah. And I show up and I am the only person there that is not related to him. And his mom comes in and is like, oh, this is so-and-so. This is his girlfriend. And I was like, what?
Oh God.
And I was like, okay. And then he's like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry that my mom said that, because, you know, she's just like kooky and, you know, whatever. But when I was talking to his brother, who, again, I had said like had been my substitute teacher, he clearly thought we were in like a full-on relationship. And so I was like, oh yeah, no, like that was the thing that I was kind of like really weirded out by. And then he would like just randomly show up places that he knew I would be, which was fine, because like it was in a group setting or whatever. But one time he came over and just showed up at my house, like, oh, I was just in the neighborhood. And so my parents invite him in or whatever. We're sitting on the couch just watching TV. And like we had like two couches that were totally separate. So like he was sitting on one couch, I was sitting on the other. And this was maybe like, it was still light out. So maybe 7, 8 o'clock at night. It was in the summer. And I fell asleep. And then all of a sudden he's waking me up and I'm like, oh my gosh, what time is it? Like, it's clearly past like midnight. So I fell asleep probably like maybe 10:30. We were just like watching TV and I kept thinking like, oh my gosh, my parents are going to be so mad. Like, he's still here. Like, what is he doing here? So he had been sitting there while I had been asleep for at least an hour. Like, just, it just was weird. So I walk him out to the door, like trying to get him out, and he kisses me. And the feeling of cold shock that went through my body and how repulsed I was, like, I would have rather made out with a dead fish. Like, seriously, I was so weirded out and creeped out. And like, I was so shocked and surprised and like half asleep. And then after that, I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, I can't just be nice to him. So, and then he went off to college and it kind of, like, we kind of lost touch. And like, I would hear from him occasionally. He sent me flowers on my birthday. And then we kind of just like lost touch, just because he was like several states away, which I was very happy about at that point. But then like 10 years later, he was arrested because he was substitute teaching. He had never really finished his degree, but he had enough credits, I guess, to be substitute teaching. And he met a girl in middle school. And when she was 15, it was reported to the authorities that he had been having a sexual relationship with her. And he met her in middle school and she was 14 when it happened. At that point, he was probably like 25 or 26.
Oh my God.
So I tried to look for like press releases, because this was probably about 10 or 15 years ago, maybe, that this like all went down and his mugshot was in the newspaper. I had a really hard time finding any information, but I found one article from 2009 when he was convicted and he was sentenced to 4 years in jail. So he's out now somewhere, but he's like, he had to agree to like never teach again. He's a registered sex offender.
Is that just the weirdest feeling to know that this guy once told people you were his girlfriend?
Honestly, when I read it in the newspaper, I showed it to my mom and I was like, I told you so, because I felt really like a lot of pressure, because he was this nice guy and maybe he never had a girlfriend before. And the people at work were like, oh, he really likes you. And I feel like it was a lesson to really like trust your gut. I knew something was wrong and I didn't listen to that. And I should have like been more rude and just like stood up for myself and been like, no, this is not okay.
That is so fucking scary. Like, especially going back to that story of you guys being on the couch. And
I just like, and I don't know, was he like watching me sleep? I don't know, but I just was so weirded out by that. But that was like the point where I was like, enough is enough. Like, I felt uncomfortable being alone with him after a while. And like, and I thought we were just like friends, like hanging out. Maybe looking back now, I think I would call it like we went on a couple of dates, but it, like, I was young. I was probably 16. Like, it was before I could drive. Like, maybe I was even younger.
Well,
you know, like, I think I was so inexperienced in knowing, like, but something in my gut told me that, like, I do not, like, there's something wrong here. But I felt bad because I thought he was nice. You know, like, everybody was telling me that. I had asked my mom last night, I'm like, do you remember him? And she's like, yes, remember you went to that graduation party? And so like, she kind of remembered it. And I was like, kind of picking her brain for details. I'm like, because this happened, I mean, I'm like late 30s. This happened when I, you know, so long ago when I was in high school. I was like, do you remember this? And she remembered too. And the girl that this happened to, I mean, obviously they didn't put her name in the newspaper or anything, but she lived across the street from my grandparents. And I just remember her being like this little girl. So it was like that much worse. And this all happened in a liquor store, in the upstairs of a liquor store where he worked. So he was a substitute teacher working at a liquor store and having sex with a 14-year-old girl upstairs.
I started getting into like dating apps, and of course all of my girlfriends, I had broken up with someone and they just told me like, go for it. You should download all of them to increase your likelihood of finding someone, I guess.
terrible advice.
This guy, I know that sounds really like that's horrible advice. I don't know why anyone would do that, but my friends did. And I went on like a lot of dates at that point. I think I went on like 15 dates before I went out with this guy. So I knew like right off the bat, if I like showed up on a date and I just wasn't feeling it, I'm like, oh God, I got to sit through this. And he actually wasn't bad. We went to like sushi and he was a little awkward, but like, I didn't think he was that weird. I wasn't super attracted to him, but we started like talking about interests and like kind of like opening up to each other. And him and I were like, all right, we could go get a drink. Like we didn't drink really at all at our date place when we got sushi, and then we went and got a cocktail. And he wound up having like three. I only had one. And he got pretty messy. And we were talking about things. And, you know, I'm like not super girly. Like I'm more of like a guy's girl. And he just like randomly, he was like, yeah, it's okay. Like I like guys' girls. Like I think they're dirty. You know, like I'm into dirty bitches.
Who says that?
And I was like, oh, I don't like, I'm like, I like dirty jokes and stuff, but like, I don't know what you mean by like dirty. And it like got increasingly apparent that it was like, I was just not into it. I was like, yeah, I'm definitely not going to go home with you. Definitely don't want to have a second date with you. I just need, like, we ended up splitting the check, which says a lot usually, even though, like, I'm totally okay with splitting a check. I wanted to split this check. So I could, like, write it off and not see him again. And he was pretty drunk and told me he was going to take an Uber, but would walk me to my car. Didn't really need that much help. It was Old Town, like, Scottsdale is not super scary at all in the middle of the night. Like it's a ghost town. And I got in my car and he's like, I meant what I said. Like, I like dirty girls. Like I like skid marks. I like dirty bitches. And I was like, oh my fucking God. And I was like nodded and got in my car and realized my window was like halfway cracked. I don't know how I did this. I think it was like summer. And I had to roll my window up in his face. I was like, okay, cool. Well, I hope you find what you're looking for. And oh my God. And I drove away and I was like, that dude just told me he had like skid marks. Like, I'm so like, does he, and I thought maybe he like was nervous, but I have been on a lot of dates and I don't think guys would outright tell me that they like skid marks. So I think he was just gross. I went to work the next day and I was like talking to my guy friends about it. It became like a ritual to like show up to work and like, let's hear about your dates, like any of your dates, because it was just like office commentary. And I asked them about it and they were like, oh, he'll for sure text you and be like, sorry, you know, I'm like really sorry about what I said. I think I took it too far. He never did. The time that he texted me back, or like he texted me, I never texted him after that, but he texted me when I was on a trip in Hawaii because he followed me on Instagram. And he was like, would love to be in Hawaii with you right now. Whenever you get back, let me know. And I was like, no, I moved here. I think I told him I fucking moved to Hawaii. Like, I was like, no, I moved here. I'm never coming back. And he was like, oh, cool. Did you get like a job there? And I think I blocked him. It's like, I don't want to tell him like that I'm about, what was I supposed to say? Like, yes, I'm coming back and I would love to give you my very clean underwear. Like, I don't know what you want from me, but I definitely don't have what you're looking for because I'm not a monster.
What a disgusting thing to be into.
I just, like, I've heard about people, like, peeing, like, being interested in pee, and I thought that was pretty gross, but I was like, maybe it's, like, in the shower, or, like, I mean, whatever, like, at least that, you're, like, in a closed air, but what was he gonna do? Like, just hold on to them, and, like, God forbid, like, sniff them?
No, lick them.
Oh my God, I forgot this part. He's a fucking doctor. He's a doctor.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. So imagine my like, oh, okay. You're around body like secretions, if you will, all the time. And that's your shtick.
I'm mourning for your loss because I'm sure you were excited to go out with a doctor.
I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, oh, well, like, at least he has a good head on his shoulders. I think he went to UCLA too. Not that I should be saying that, but like, who cares? No one knows who he is. and so I think he was like a pretty like nice, like, I don't know, like guy other than that. But yeah, you know what? Everything worked out. I went on like 5 other awful dates. That one was the worst. And then I met my, like, now boyfriend, who thankfully is not into skid marks.
Okay, so I met this guy on a dating site. And I was in kind of a weird period of my life where I was like, you know what? I'll just give whoever a chance. And so he was older, like, a lot older, like, in his 50s. And I was like, okay, why not? Let's do it. And so I was like, yeah, just pick me up. And I gave him my address. And so like right before he's supposed to pick me up, he texts me and he's like, hey, I am too drunk to drive and I have an interlock in my car. Is that what it's called? I think it's called an interlock.
I think so.
And yeah. And he's like, I'm too drunk to drive. I will just send you an Uber. And so I was telling my roommate this and he's like, what are you doing? Like, you shouldn't go. And I was like, no, like, it'll be fun. It'll be fine. So I get in the Uber driver drops me off at the restaurant and this guy doesn't show up for like 30 minutes. And so I'm just sitting there and sitting there and sitting there. And then finally he drives up and he's like in a Bentley and he gets out and he looks like Gru from Despicable Me, like skinny jeans, bald, like the whole thing. It's so bad. I was dying, but I was like, okay, like I'm already this far. I can't be rude. I even waited like a full half hour. And so we go in and this guy is like the biggest douchebag I have ever met in my entire planet. He doesn't let me say anything. He talks about how much money he has the entire time. And then when we go to order food and drinks, he just orders for me. And so it was like a really bad date. And so he's like, hey, but let me make it up to you. Like, let me just give you a ride home. And I was like, no, it's okay. I'm just going to order an Uber. And he's like, no, like, I insist. Just let me take you home. And I'm really bad at saying no. And I'm just like, okay, fine. That's fine. And so we get into his car and he starts driving and he starts like going the complete wrong way. And then he pulls into this mansion and opens the garage and he's like, we're just gonna hang out here for a little bit. And I was like, okay. And so we go in and I was like, well, can I use your bathroom? Ace, I went into his bathroom and this man had diarrhea in the toilet. It was so gross. It was so bad. And so I was like, this is disgusting. I can't do this. I am so grossed out. And so I go, and I like didn't want to be like totally rude and just leave, especially because I didn't really know where I was. And so I like go sit on his couch because he's not in there anymore. And I'm sitting there, and he comes out in a mini robe, and he sits next to me, and his dick just flops out. And he starts rubbing my head with like coconut oil and jacking off. And he just like looks me in the eyes and he's like, don't worry, it won't last long.
What?
And then he came and I just got up and left. And I was just appalled. Like I just stood outside and had no idea what to do. And my hair was greasy and just standing up. It was horrible. It was so weird.
Okay. Was this a date, or this almost sounds more like an appointment and you were a sex worker?
That's exactly what it sounds like, but it was a date. I mean, at least I thought it was a date, but I don't think
he thought it was a date. I mean, he should have stayed and at least gotten paid.
I don't know. And like the whole thing, like, and I always joke about that because I was like, I don't know if he thought I was like trying to make him be my sugar daddy. Like I should have stolen something on the way out. But it was just like, it was so awkward and weird. And I don't know what happened. But he had a lot of money. So maybe he was just used to that, where he's just like, all right, here, let me do this and I'll pay you. I just did not get paid. So I probably just have really bad negotiation skills.
And where the fuck did you meet this guy?
On like Tinder.
I love that the date goes terrible. He doesn't pick you up. He comes drunk. And the thing that sets you over the edge is diarrhea in the toilet.
I know. It was just like, that was just too much. Like it was just a little too far at that point. Like it just kept getting worse. Like it just gradually escalated. So it was so bad.
Girls, I hope that you listen to that last story and it just reminds you of all the things that you should not do on a date. I don't know how she's still alive and didn't get murdered that night. She's very lucky. Oh, anyways, that is the bad dating stories that I have for you this week. Next week, I'm back with a full episode, not a cluster episode, but I hope that you appreciated these. I hope that they made you laugh or at least just kind of gave you an escape from everything going on in the world. Oh, thank you guys for listening. I will see all of you next week.
Everybody has a secret.